This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. Here is a report.
A special emphasis of the program will be on transformative projects in Bihar, reflecting the state's rich legacy and youthful demographic. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jannayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. He will also lay the foundation stone for new academic and research facilities in 4 universities in Bihar and dedicate the new campus of NIT Patna in Bihta. Mr. Modi will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Ekalabhya model residential schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister will also felicitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to freedom fighter Shyamji Krishna Varma on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described Shyamji Krishna Varma as the diligent son of Mother India and lauded his courage, dedication and unwavering spirit of service during the freedom movement. The Prime Minister said, Shyamji Varma's legacy of bravery and fearlessness continues to inspire efforts towards building a developed India. Home Minister Amit Shah also remembered the revolutionary leader, highlighting his role in awakening nationalist sentiments among Indians living abroad through the establishment of India House in England. The Election Commission is holding a meeting with the representatives of 12 political parties of the state in connection with the preparedness of Bihar Assembly election. The meeting is being chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in Patna. The full Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner, arrived in Patna on a 2-day visit to review the preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly election. The delegation includes Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. After meeting with the political party representatives, the Commission will hold meetings with the administrative and police officials. During these meetings, preparations related to administration and law and order will be reviewed. The Commission will meet with all divisional commissioners, police IGs, DIGs, district magistrates, cum district election officers, as well as senior and district police chiefs. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan has achieved a historic milestone of screening 6 crore 50 lakh women. He said nearly 18 lakh health camps have been organized across the country. The 2-week-long Abhiyan was launched on the 17th of last month by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and concluded on the 2nd of this month. India's consumer economy has witnessed its highest Navratri sales in over a decade, propelled by the government's next-gen GST reforms that reduced tax rates and made products more accessible. Data available from major car maker companies indicates a significant jump in sales during the Navratri period. The reported increase ranges from 60% to 100% compared to the same festival period last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to strongly support all efforts towards a durable and just peace. In a social media post, he said India welcomes President Trump's leadership as peace efforts in Gaza make decisive progress. Mr. Modi said indications of the release of hostages mark a significant step forward. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Hamas's announcement, expressing readiness to release hostages and engaged with the Gaza peace proposal put forward by US President Donald Trump. In cricket, the West Indies have scored 46 runs, losing 5 wickets on the third day of Ahmedabad Test match. Earlier, India had declared their first innings at 448 for 5 wickets. On the second day, centuries from Dhruv Jorel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts to take a massive lead of 286 runs over the West Indies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.